So Katie's actually been here through a lot with everything. She spends a lot of time at my house, and we're actually really, really close. So I think it would be good to get her perspective on everything and see kind of how she felt about the whole journey. I know that you kind of had your own ideas of when I was like, oh, I'm not getting pregnant. Like, that's not going to happen. And, you know, you always stayed really positive. So.
Yeah, I tried to stay positive because I always knew that it was going to happen.
She would always say that. She would always be like, oh, it's going to happen. And I just wanted to throat punch her half the time because I'm like, you're saying this thing that we don't really know if it is or isn't going to happen, you know. But she really did. She stayed super, super positive the entire time. I don't know how you felt, but I feel like I got kind of angry a lot, like about not being able to get pregnant and stuff. And I was really frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I just feel like you get super upset and, you know, it's really emotional and you don't really know how to handle it. And, you know, Katie was always really good about listening to me about it and, you know, just like letting me voice my frustrations. But I definitely would get super aggravated sometimes, I'd say. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like I was when I was pregnant?
I mean, you were...
Is there anything in particular that you remember that you were just, like, worried about when I told you I was pregnant?
I just wanted it to make it full term.
That's a good point. That was definitely worrisome that it wasn't going to work out, and I did wait quite a while to tell, like, everybody about it. But Katie was actually the one that helped with the gender reveal. So she got to be the one that, like, put the packets under the car. I just remember that day you looked so nervous, like you didn't want to spill the beans.
Hardest secret I had to keep.
For, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We literally told her, like, a few minutes before. Well, we didn't tell her because we didn't know. But yeah, we gave her, like, the... You got to look on the app or whatever, right?
Yeah, and find the gender on there, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep.
But I remember her face, like, she was just so scared. I told them about in the podcast, like, when Sam was like, ah, shit. Yeah. Like, then you just see the camera turn off, like...
Well, yeah, everybody was trying to get me to tell them what it was, and I was like, no, you're about to find out.
You're like, here we go. Yeah, Katie's been around for a lot of it, like, pretty much the whole entire time. So that was nice that I had you for that, too. I just think that, like, the whole journey was, it was nice, but it was super, like, scary and nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And I just think that being older has made it more difficult.
Yeah.
Because I would say I'm not as spry as I was, you know, 10 years ago. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Like...
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not hiya anymore.
No.
Oh, gosh. And then I know that we talk about, like, you having kids. How do you feel about it now that I've had a kid? Does it make you, like, want one more or less or the same?
I mean, kind of in the middle, I guess.